98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's that Drake right there. It's called Nonstop. Usually, Burpee has his thoughts about this time, but Burpee didn't leave his thoughts. So guess what? I got the thoughts today, Miss Jessica.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you know my mind crazy too.
Sometimes I had these thoughts.
And I was actually thinking about this on yesterday, but you know, to add to my thoughts, Revolve, who's an online fashion designer and blogger, released a sweatshirt that brought me to my thoughts and let me know that my thoughts are right on point. The sweatshirt reads, "Being fat is not beautiful. It's an excuse." So my thought is, it's okay to be fat. It's okay to be fat. I'm sick and tired of people out here body shaming other people. It's okay to be fat, Miss Jessica. You got to embrace your fatness. And I'm going to tell you why. I got a list of celebrities. When they was fat, they was popping. Mm-hmm. When they was fat, they was popping.
Okay.
It's okay to be fat. Like okay. Biggie. Think about Biggie Smalls. Biggie was one of the biggest dudes ever in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Not only his persona and his personality, but his size. He was big as hell.
Yes.
But he was smooth, though.
Mm-hmm.
What a Coogee told you, I'm ugly as ever. However, Coogee down to the socks. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Shout out to Biggie. One of the greatest hip-hop rappers ever.
He did embrace his
fatness, his thickness. He didn't care about y'all body shaming him.
Yes.
But some of these other celebs, they tried to switch it up, and they fell off. Like Big Luther. You remember Luther Vandross? Y'all might, this might be a little too old for some of y'all, but your mama, this, I'm talking to the mamas right now. You remember when Luther was big? Big Luther was making hits. He was singing his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Luther got skinny, and he evaporated. He's out of here.
Not evaporated.
I'm just saying. Rick Ross. You remember Big Rick Ross? Every time he did that, he was making hits. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He called me Big Meech, a Larry Hoover. Mm-hmm. He stopped. He stayed. Big Rick Ross got skinny. And then guess what? He lost his girl. He lost Lyra Galore. He started passing out on planes. It's okay to be fat. Embrace your fatness, Rick Ross. You should have stayed fat. When, you know, ever since Rick Ross got skinny, he ain't put out no more hits. Tell me the last Rick Ross hit you knew. Exactly. Just like that. Gerald LaVert. When Gerald was big, they called him the Big Teddy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
He got skinny. He died. He evaporated. Mm-hmm. He was making hits when he was big. Big Pun. You remember Big Pun?
I do remember Big
Pun. He was big like Biggie. Big Pun got on a song and said, "I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live." Guess what happened to him next week?
No.
He died. Last but not least, and it's okay to be fat. This is the one right here. You remember Big Monique? When Monique was big, everybody loved Monique. Boy. She was a queen of comedy when she was big. She was on the Parkers. She didn't care. She had the whole stand-up, Skinny Bees Make Me Sick.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care about being big. She got skinny. She fell off. She ain't had a hit comedy special since God knows when. And now she out here talking about, "Hey, loves, let's boycott Netflix." See, Big Monique would have took that Netflix deal and went to the store and got some chicken wings and ranch dressing and killed it. It's okay to be fat. Them my thoughts this morning.
Thank you.
Stop body shaming
people.
I have
a lot to think about now.